Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Emma Godmere. You're listening to Now Playing on CHUO 89.1 FM and CHUO.FM online. I'm here with Will Curry and the Country French, three of their members, in fact. And you guys are in the middle of a tour right now. You're playing Toronto tonight, which will be last night for our listeners out there. By the time
it was great. It went very well.
Wonderful show.
Great turnout.
By the time this airs on Wednesday, you guys will be in Kingston, and then you'll, of course, be hitting up Ottawa this Saturday at Zaphod's, which you have played before, as I understand.
Yes, a long time ago we played there.
Pretty legendary venue in Ottawa.
Yeah, I guess so. I think it's the strip club upstairs that makes it legendary.
That's another story.
Yeah,
though,
there was
another
encounters.
But so you've got a couple of tour dates in this smaller tour under your belt so far, and you're just saying over the break, Stephen, that you guys have, I guess, I don't know if it's a goal, this tour?
No, it's a priority list. Whenever we go on tour, whenever we're booking a hotel, we have a priority that the hotels have to meet. So there's three different levels, I guess.
It depends on the tour schedule, what we're doing the next day, whether we have a day off,
that kind of
stuff.
But basically, bare minimum, it has to have a hot tub. Especially if we have a day off the next day, it has to have a hot tub.
But then, as well, we prefer if it has a waffle bar, or at least a continental breakfast.
That's level two.
Yeah, that's level two.
Do they need
two.
To be within arm's reach of said hot tub, or can they be separate?
I've never heard of such a thing, but if it exists...
Now you guys have to find out if such a thing exists.
That's a whole new level,
So that would be a two-star hotel if it has waffle bar and hot tub.
Yeah.
But then it's the trifecta if it has hot tub, waffle bar, and water slide.
Wow. We found when we toured out west that all of the hotels would have a water slide regardless.
What?
So it's a lot harder out east, but so that's why when we tour out east, that's like our third on the list. But when we tour out west, I'd probably say it's our first.
Yeah, for sure. Because there's actually very few waffles out west for some reason. All the waffle bars have been replaced with A&Ws.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
travesty.
All they have out there is A&Ws and Boston pizzas.
Okay, so what is one of the best hotels that you found that have encapsulated all three of these? Wonderful things.
Oh, in Brandon.
You
know what? In Brandon, there's one. It's like an intersection where there's one hotel on one side and another on the other. So there isn't like all three in one, but between the two of them, they've got both. So sometimes we'll stay there, but then we'll go to like get waffles across the street or something and then go back to the hot tub on the other side. I don't forget where that is in Brandon, but we always pass through Brandon and...
we always end up staying on that corner.
Always.
Yeah.
It's a good
Magic
time.
Corner.
Yep. Yeah, that's it.
That is absolutely incredible. So it's almost like a rider of sorts, except hotel-based, I guess.
Right.
Yep.
Have you found anything? Now I'm just trying to think of any Ottawa suggestions that I can give to you. I don't know if there are any hotels that have water slides in Ottawa. I don't know if what you've come close to in Ottawa at all.
I think Stornoway, isn't it? The leader of the opposition, his house has a his house has a water slide, doesn't it?
I think
really?
So.
I don't know.
It's got like a 12-person hot tub too. Apparently,
we'll have to check it out.
Yeah,
for sure.
Or 24 Sussex, just go knock on Stephen Harper's door, see what's up over there.
Yeah.
Depends how good the waffle bar is there.
I feel like the NDP door might be opened a little quicker than me.
Especially with the Tommy Douglas song and all, of course, right?
That's right, yeah. Just greasing the wheels. That's all we're doing.
That's amazing. Okay, I think who's got the next song? Steven has the next song.
Okay, so the next song is called Emily, and it's by Dan Griffin.
On CHUO 89.1 FM.
Looking at me so slowly on the old wooden floors with the radio on, and every little change in the universe, it makes her heart shake and her stomach burst, and she's holding on tight but she's moving so fast. Already in the bedroom sleeping with her headphones on and a bottle of wine. And every little word that I say to her, it buzzes in her mind like hummingbirds that are hanging on tight. But they're moving so fast. She will make the moon rise in the morning. She is not afraid to fall in love. Every time she dreams, I hear her crying in her sleep. Emily. Every time she falls in love, yeah, she falls apart again. Yeah, she falls apart again. Emily's alright, but she's waiting for the dust to settle on the olden floors with the radio on. And every little change in the universe, it makes her heart shake and her stomach burst. And she's holding on tight, but she's moving so fast. She will make the moon rise in the morning. She is not afraid to fall in love. Every time she dreams, I hear her crying in her sleep. Emily. Emily.
Welcome back to Now Playing on CHUO 89.1 FM and CHUO.FM online. I'm here with three members of Will Curry and the Country French, who will be playing Ottawa this Saturday, February 11th at Zaphod's. And I just found out that Saturday, February 11th, is in fact Will's birthday. Will. You must be pretty psyched, Will.
I can't wait. No, I like Ottawa. I was set up for a disparaging comment, but it's actually super lovely.
It's a great place to spend your birthday. I've spent many a birthday there. And one thing that I actually did want to mention is that Ottawa has recently become a city full of cupcake fanatics. So there are, not only are there many cupcakeries around.
Cupcakeries?
It's a word. It is a word.
Cupcake,
it's even better. There are cupcakeries around. There's actually some, now that I'm thinking about it, even just around the corner from Zaphod's where you guys are going to be.
Oh, we're there.
Yeah.
We're going to go.
I will make sure, actually one of them, the Cupcake Lounge is in the market, and Glitz Cupcakes, they all have these incredible names, so... I'll send along a list to you guys.
I love cupcakes.
Yeah, I love them too.
I'm excited. I hope people show up to the show with cupcakes.
Well, we will show up to the show with cupcakes. We're doing that.
It's a promise. No, actually, there's a local band. This is what I wanted to share with you guys. A local band called Hot Shot Casino, where they had this one show where instead of getting people to pay cover, they just had people pay them with cupcakes. So I don't know if that's an option that you guys want to look into.
That might be too many cupcakes.
Are we in control of what people pay? I don't think we are.
Maybe not.
No.
Maybe not.
But if they so choose to bring cupcakes, well, that's up to them, but it won't be turned away.
What's your favorite flavor of cupcake?
For a cupcake, I like a white cake. Or like...
That's not a flavor.
Whatever, vanilla, something. But also like if you... When it's like baked in with like those multicolored sprinkles.
Yes.
Betty. Well, I like the cherry ones, the cherry cupcakes, with sprinkles on the top.
Yeah. There's really no wrong answer here, except like I don't like lemon cake or anything like
really?
That. Oh, yeah, no, I'm not into that. Good. Well, it's not your birthday.
Just no carrot. No carrot cake.
What about icing?
Muffins.
What about icing? You didn't say icing.
Oh, I like white icing.
White icing. Okay.
Yeah.
Sprinkles.
Because the problem
very
is,
plain.
Yeah,
plain,
if it's, I know, but if it's chocolate, then I need to have milk, and I'm really iffy, like, I find milk very suspicious if I don't get my own. So to fully enjoy it. Do you know what I mean?
Way too adept.
No, I just don't. I don't drink strangers' milk.
I promise the milk in Ottawa is legit. You know, you can trust it. But
this is like an in-depth look into your psyche, isn't it?
I know. I feel a little bit like Howard Hughes when I explain my milk situation. But I don't drink anyone else's milk but my own. And if I got chocolate, I'd have to. Yeah. This was his last recorded interview.
Well, there are preferences, and you're allowed to make such requests for your birthday, so there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. After Ottawa, you guys have a couple of more tour dates after that?
No, Ottawa's actually the last one for a while.
Going out with a bang.
Yes, exactly. That's the bang, the big birthday bang. Because we're going past it. We're doing Quebec City, Montreal and stuff, and then we'll get it on the way back. We'll play Ottawa. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, what's up next for you guys? I mean, we're getting close enough to the spring and summer now. Do you know what's next on tap for you guys at this point?
I think the next thing is Canadian Music Week here in Toronto. And I don't know what else. But people are working away at stuff. Whatever. I don't know. They'll let us know.
Well, we'll be excited to hopefully see you guys at Canadian Music Week and see what else is on the horizon after that. I think there is one more song, Amanda, that you wanted to play. A weekly import, in fact, for this week.
Oh, yes. I have been listening to a lot of Brett Denon lately. I know he's not Canadian. He's from California. But I can't get enough. So this song is one of my favorites, Sydney.
Excellent. Brett Denon with Sydney, our weekly import on Now Playing on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Make comment.
that is just about it for us on Now Playing today. Many thanks to Will, Stephen, and Amanda for joining me here in downtown Toronto. Thanks so much, you guys.
Hey, thanks for the great location suggestion. It's fantastic onion rings.
For any listeners out there who, I guess, would not have been able to see the size of these onion rings, they were able to fit around your wrist.
Enormous. Yeah,
they were pretty good.
Delicious.
Yeah.
They were fantastic. Thanks again to these guys. Best of luck with the rest of the tour this week. Again, for any listeners out there, they're playing Kingston tonight being Wednesday, Quebec City on Thursday, Montreal on Friday, and, of course, Ottawa Zaphods on Saturday, February 11th. And make sure to go and wish Will a happy birthday as well. To take you into the rest of your afternoon, we're going to play another Will Currying the Country French track. This is off Awake You Sleepers. This is John Denver Haircut on CHUO 89.1 FM. Have a fantastic afternoon.
No one's afraid of a boy with a John Denver haircut.
walk the outskirts of this town, been terrorized by what I found. I saw a standing virgin bride, her holy Dionysus died. She tore the heart out of his side and laid it there. She said, hello, I'm a monster too. And what poisons me is what poisons you. Into these animals we grew. When we were young, our eyes were blue. Well, I take my medicine on my knee twice a day, believe. The devil from my door, and it makes me rich and it makes me poor. I'm a beggar in the morning, I'm a king at night. My belt is loose, my trigger is tight. And they come when I warn it, at the speed of the light. Make it shine so pretty, make it shine so bright.
Speed of light, make it shine.